Shalom, everyone. I hope the sound is coming over this evening. Thanks, God, for everyone being in the room tonight. And thanks, God, of course, for the good sound. Thanks, God, for this room, for this opportunity to come together and be still and commune with God together. Thanks, God. Let's take a moment to quiet our energies from the day, bringing our focus here together in God, one with God. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Tonight we would like to explain the greatest sign again, since we meditate not only with the word, but there are times that we all meditate just by gazing at the greatest sign. So I thought it would be a good time to share the information that Maitreya had given us again about the greatest sign, and share it in the room tonight before we do our meditation process. If you look at the very center of the greatest sign, you can see that there is an orange point or dot in the middle. Then you can see a lotus is manifesting out of it. It's an 8-petaled lotus. And if you look very carefully, it's really 2 squares which have been put together, one over the other, with a 45-degree difference. A square, or 4, is the number of manifestation. For instance, we build most houses with 4 sides. 4 is the most permanent construction in the universe. That is why 4 is the number of manifestation. 2 fours, or 2 squares, one over the other, is twice as powerful for manifestation. I thought that was a pretty interesting fact to think about. I hadn't really thought about that before, but putting it like that, two fours or 2 squares, one over the other, is twice as powerful and manifestation, makes a lot of sense. The very center of the greatest sign is God. And if you look at the very center of the greatest sign, it says Om. It's the very beginning of creation. It's the very first sound in the universe. When the Big Bang started in the universe, then this Om manifested itself in creation and became a lotus or lotustica. So God, as the center of the universe, manifests itself outward to the universe. So the lotustica itself is the very creation of the universe. The very center of the greatest sign is where there is no manifestation. That's pure consciousness. That is where the calmness of the mind and the unity of the whole universe exists. Isn't that neat? When you think about being calm, and you have that calmness radiating all through your body and your mind, and you can feel that unity with all, but the moment you come out of that center, you enter creation and start being carried away from the center. You start being carried away from that calm center of the universe. So now that we know where that calm center is, we can focus on that more and more in our meditations. Just like the eye of a hurricane, the very eye of the hurricane is calm. If you can be in the eye of the hurricane all the time, you don't have to worry about the hurricane. It's not going to affect you because you're always at the calmest point of the storm. That is some analogy. The moment you are out of that eye, you are going to fall into the hurricane. With constant meditation and prayer, we can be in that calm center within ourselves. So that's being in the world, but not of it. Being in that calm center, being in that eye of the hurricane. Will keep us from going into that storm, into that hurricane. But it doesn't happen by itself. We have to assist that happening. We have to meditate and pray to stay in that calm center within ourselves. Thus, in the world, but not of the world. How many times do we find ourselves being pulled right out of that center during the day? It could be something that someone says to you or does to you, or your thoughts get carried away. So what do we do? Do we go with it? Do we get ourselves pulled into those energies? Or do we say, wait a minute, let's back up here. Let's keep backing up. Go to that calm center. Don't let these pulls, these other negative energies of the world, pull us right in to them. So our endeavor is to stay in the eye of the hurricane. To be in the world, but not of it. That's why we are trying to go to the very center of the greatest sign. The rest of the greatest sign is the manifestation. It comes from the center and expands itself to the creation of the universe. And the universe is still expanding itself to more universes. The only place as calm as the center of the universe is that center within us. Amen. So, scientists are finding out that the universes are being created all the time, and they thought they had found the very edge of the universe, but recently they found that there's more lights beyond that edge. They don't even know what they are. The more their telescopes and their technology develops to allow a greater degree of infrared mapping of the universe, they realize that what they already have found wasn't it, and still there is more. They know for sure that the universe is expanding itself, yet they don't know if it's going to expand forever. Eventually collapse on itself, or expand and eventually stop expanding. According to the sages and the great meditators, there are days and nights in the universe. The days are the days of creation, when the creation is created and stays for billions and billions of years. And there's a night of creation. When the universe collapses on itself and it returns back to the center, to God. And that's exactly how the greatest sign shows the manifestation of the universe from the very center, from the very point where God, as controller, is. It expands itself out to the creation of the universe. That is where we want to go. We want to go back to the center, back to the spirit. We want to find that calm point of creation within ourselves. There is a calm point in every atom in the universe. There's a nucleus in every speck. There is a center in every particle of creation. There is a center in every individual. When we find that center, we find God. Then we are centered. Then we can hear the call. We also know His will, and we are His will, and so we do His will. And amen to those words. Maitreya has given us the explanation of the greatest sign. And now I'd like to begin the process for the Universal Mantra Meditation. And we need to try to meditate every day for at least 10-15 minutes. And to meditate in a clean and quiet place that has positive associations. Spend a few moments to relax into a comfortable posture with your back and neck straight, but not tense. Dedicate this positive energy to the benefit of yourself and others. And throughout the day, try to recall the experience of your meditation as often as you can, and use it to guide everything you say, you think, and do. Close your eyes now and relax your body. Release any tension, tense feelings. Be completely, completely relaxed. Now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room. Then expand yourself to fill the whole house. Remember where each room is and whatever you can remember about the place that you are in. Now expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember each road as much as you can. Then expand yourself to fill the whole state, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. Now that you have filled the whole earth, visualize gently leaving your body, and you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth, goodwill to men. Send these good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth. You are going toward outer space. You pass the moon. You pass the planets in our solar system. You pass the stars. You go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy. Then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe, a brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you as it enters your first chakra, your second, third, fourth, and fifth chakras, purifying and opening them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now gaze at that sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white, keeping your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen, repeating in your mind the first part of your mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung. Realize the stillness, that moment between breathing in and breathing out, that rhythm of your mantra. Breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam, recognizing that stillness between breathing out and breathing in, breathing with the rhythm of your mantra. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra, and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought, desire, gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, that stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relaxed. And now we'll meditate for 3 or 4 minutes together in silence, and then we'll reverse the process. And now, when done meditating, we reverse the process. Close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. Now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth. Remember, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Pledge now that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you receive from the brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth, all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the city, the house, and the room that you are in, and you come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. Now gently open your eyes. Return to the external world and know that those who meditate on God are in the world but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, illusion of separation from God. You take them to God. Oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. After you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with this recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hang Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to be calm, divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Shalom, everyone. All thanks to the Father for the opportunity to share this meditation this evening. Thanks, God, for my Maitreya Ji. Shalom.